This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon, the 25th day of May. We're now joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. It's been pretty cold and wet both. Do we have any changes coming?
We do have some changes on the way, but it's going to take a little bit to get there. We do have some more showers that will linger in the eastern Corn Belt through tonight, and then we deal with a few more thunderstorm clusters over the weekend. Those occur mainly along and south of Interstate 80, starting up tonight, but really more so Friday into Saturday and Sunday. So a few more thunderstorm clusters, pretty much in areas that don't need it. That gets us through the weekend when it does warm up a little bit, but keep in mind those temperatures, they don't stay too warm for too long because we cool right back down for the first half of next week.
Anything beyond that that you're able to tell us yet?
Well, it should be drier for the most part next week. We don't see a whole lot of rain once we get into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So a little bit drier then, but keep in mind it will be a little bit cool. Highs in the 60s and 70s, lows generally in the 40s, 50s. So say 5 to 8 degrees below normal for a few days. After that, though, it does warm up quite a bit. So we won't be dealing with this coolness once we get into the end of next week and next weekend. So June will start out pretty nicely as far as temperatures go, with highs in the 70s and 80s across a pretty big area.
As we close out the month of May, have you thought or taken a look back to see historically how May, maybe April, this spring actually stack up against other springtime weather conditions?
Well, you have to put the two together to see how unusual rainfall has been over the last couple of months. April and May rainfall across the U.S. Corn Belt is going to end up within the 5 to 10 wettest of the last 123 years. That's a pretty large amount of rain, with most areas having average between 9 and 10 inches over the period across the Corn Belt as a whole. So it has been pretty wet. If we look ahead and see what happened in those real wet April and May periods later in the summer, which is really what matters the most for corn and soybean farmers, it's interesting to see that many of the July and August periods were near to drier than normal, with only a handful having been wet. So odds are that we'll start to get into a drier period starting within, say, 4 to 6 weeks. So we think this wet pattern will probably come to an end. The real question then becomes, what happened with temperatures? We know that if you have a drier than normal summer with hot temperatures, that's pretty much the worst case scenario for corn and soybean production. Well, the good news for farmers is that we saw a pretty equal mix of cool, normal, and hot summers. So there's not a real strong link here between the wetness we have now and the type of temperatures we might have later in the summer. We just have a little bit of confidence that it should end up turning drier with time. So that's kind of the message to take home right now.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for taking the time with us, speaking to that today.
You're welcome, Todd, and have a great Memorial Day and talk to you next week.
You bet. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this 25th day of May. Don't forget that we'll record Commodity Week this afternoon. Our panelists, and you'll be able to hear the program at willag.org by about 5 o'clock tonight, will be Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities, Bryce Knorr of Farm Futures Magazine, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. I'm Todd Gleason.